In the open section door in Locarno Film Festival with Yasser Faiz. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're here in Locarno to show your movie Bougainvilliers.
Yes.
French speaking, French possession.
Yes. Sir.
And could you tell us about the inspiration of this movie, please? Yes, sir.
This movie is about six women incarcerated during the 2019 revolution in Sudan, and I just want to make this film to greet Sudanese women who made a major part in the revolution at that time.
To congratulate these women for being so strong.
Yes, yes. You know that in general there is a very important role in for Sudanese women in public life in general, and this like show up and raise during the 2018 revolution, but in general politics, specifically in political struggle in Sudan, always the men, they are heroes. Not you cannot see any archiving or documenting for women, and specifically for this experience of detention. So know that always, even there is a program in TV in Sudan TV about detained men during dictatorship and during the revolution, but there is nothing about women themselves. They even don't host women. So I believe this is a very critical experience. Specifically, they are those women. They just together as a woman, and locate in isolated place and also isolated from the time of the revolution, because after they arrested them, they don't know anything about what's happening outside. So I think how this is another side also of revolution, to be incarcerated and how you can behave there and also stay, still work or do something for the revolution.
And yes, sir, even being put into jail, they keep the solidarity between them.
Yes, it is like that, you know, how they keep that solidarity and how they overcome the oppression there, the isolation, the disappointment, you know, how they can keep that and be patient till the exact moment come.
So you want to show the importance of women in the society as well?
Yes, and it is also, you know, to see how they're feeling, working, you know, and how they will behave as women. They and there is, it is still controlled by men world, but whereas there is no men here, and how can they do that without any support of men? You know, that independent women thing. They are now independent, really. Even by force, so they are just themselves, and so how can they continue struggling?
And when they are by forced alone women, there is a way the society look at them. Is it now changing?
You know that the film is in one location film. It's small, almost one location film, so we don't see any reaction from outside the cell, actually, or we don't see the society. But there is some elements in this film related to the dialogue. They talk about that and how they can behave on that. And in reality, I think with the revolution, people start to accept women in public life and accept them. They move also somehow freely with their bodies, But also, you know that still the arresting or detention experience a little bit complicated in Sudan. And some people, you know, they don't, you know, say this is very shame, but I think people society start to accept this.
And start to change.
Yes, start to change, of course. You know, revolution is not just against, you know, the political dictatorship. It's also should to change something in or change the society.
Yes, sir, if I call you a feminist filmmaker, how do you feel?
I think that I always I always, you know, support women. I support women rights. I think we are equal. It's just, you know, it is difference. Like there also there is some difference between men and men. So I think there is some difference, but the level and the type of the difference is different. But or various. But I think that people are equal and people are free. But for when I say feminist, in this current world now, I think there is something ideological related to this. And ideological, and I believe the ideology is a great thing, and it also let the people think critically, think about their life and things. But I'm not sure to use this word now is the exact word, because it is almost ideological thing, and there is different versions of feminist or feminism, but. If that word now means that I believe that women are equal and also this is the main word and they have to take their rights, yes, I can use this one.
That was in that sense I was meaning it. Yes. Yes, sir, you are in the open door section. How do you feel this day in Locarno? Do you have lots of contacts?
And it for me, I went several film festival, but not in Europe, in Western Europe specifically. And I had that bad experience, you know, even I participated before in several cultural programs and invited to several cultural programs and film festivals, but always the visa refused. So no, firstly, I feel privileged because from Sudan, this is the first time the visa didn't refuse. So I'm happy that here to expert that to take this experience with meet people in very big European film festival is so important to me, and I don't know if this is a lot of contact or less, I don't know, but I think it is very interesting.
Good opportunity.
Very good opportunity to me to be here, and so to meet, this is one of the best film festival in the world. So I and also I meet a lot of people. I know them online, or I know them just by their names or some of that. So it was easier here to meet these people and to explain myself to them, and also to explain Sudan's situation, because it's a very complicated situation. People don't, sometimes they refuse because they don't understand what's happening there actually. There is not a lot of knowledge about Sudan, a lot of media about it. So I feel now I can explain myself and my country better.
Could you tell us about the actual situation of your country, please?
Currently, there is a war in Sudan between two armies. One, it is the regular governmental army, and another one is a militia. And this militia is actually created by regime. Was also the military regime. So somehow the army created this militia, and 2 years before this war, they made a coup together against the civilian. So actually both sides, they are a dictatorship, they are a criminal, but you know that this militia is more trained to do that, and it's also they are not they have this type of aggressive and oppression against people more than the military, because the military in the end is a foundation. But this is the situation in Sudan. It's like dictatorship, military dictatorship, fighting against militia. They created by now that this militia, like they started to they turn it against each other. But I think that a lot of people in Sudan support the army because of this situation. They think this is a national institution. And so this situation of Sudan, and I hope those people stop to killing each other as Sudanese and killing us as Sudanese. And also it's a proxy war. There is many countries there, European and non-European, and other also from our neighbors. So So this is the current war situation in Sudan.
Yes, sir. You went to live with family, I guess, in Iraq until you were 20, and then back to Sudan. Could you tell us about your childhood and teenage years in Iraq, please?
I was young when I went to Iraq. You know, I was 6 years old, and I back my age is 19 after the occupation of Iraq by
Americans.
Yes. So it was a very interesting thing, you know, that in the beginning is a little bit hard to be, you know, a black man or a black child. And somehow we call it Arab society, Arab white society. But I think with time, I accept my existence there, and I became actually part of this community. I understand these things maybe against me, it is part of my understanding to the situation there. So somehow there is some Iraqi love and Iraqi culture in my situation. Until this moment, I have very strong connection to Iraq, and Iraqi people still supporting me. So it was very nice and very interesting country, because you know Iraq is very rich country historically and in art and even in cinema. Yes, they say struggling during the 90s, these years, but there is great work there, even a few.
And different cultures.
Different cultures, and also the art is very great, and also philosophy and literature are really great in Iraq. And I think also the level of education compared to other Arab countries was very high. I mean, how they designed the curriculum and other thing. And I'm lucky also because my dad designed us like a parallel education, like how he helped us with our education in different level. I think Iraq also helped him to do that, because it's not easy to do that in any country. So it was very nice experience, and I miss Iraq, and I consider it also somehow a second or a third country, because also I have some connection with Egypt.
Mashallah, mashallah. You stay connected to Iraq nowadays?
Yeah, I still connected to Iraq. Even I found like some Iraqi here, and I sent to him, and he didn't say that I'm staying in Iraq, because he knows me. There's a lot of Iraqi people work in culture and films, they know me, we know each other like an Iraqi, you know, you see. So yes, you know that if I buy any Iraqi and I said this is me, Yasir, and so like we are someone from my country somehow.
And you could you tell us about the Deutsche Institute for your way to cinema?
I had this some technical experience with related to filmmaking. It's like it's not related to filmmaking, but related to how to use the video camera, editing and these things. And I always think I will make a film, but I didn't do anything, just videos. So got an institute in Sudan in 2010. They create this program, it's called Sudan Film Factory. After that it became an independent institution. So I was in the second round of this with Sudan Film Factory, and I applied and they got my film. And I made an experimental documentary about very interesting painter in Sudan. But I didn't screen that film anywhere outside Sudan, just inside Sudan. And also at that time, the quality of the film, technically wise, it was just not HD, 720, what call it? It's HD, but 720 pixel. So in when I'm going to this professional, and also I didn't take till that moment I didn't take the filmmaking is on my only and main professional career, because I still work here and here, So I didn't calculate that film in my professional career, but it's leaning, it's in our my leaning experience. But I always have, projects with Goethe Institute all the time, you know. So
they're supportive.
Yeah, they're supportive in Sudan, and I do different type of creating art and managing cultural programs. And now four years ago, I think we created a book about me and other artists about what called Retold Sudan. Like, so I was a part of this project, and now we are doing the second edition of this book, and it to release in this September, and to be released in London and in Doha. And also it's writing combining with some art is installation or something, but mine is writing plus painting. I have another part in the project, and also it will exhibit in Doha. So always there is something where we'll go to the institute.
It will be exhibited in Doha and London, so it's getting better for you, Faiza.
The book will release in Doha and London, but exhibition they will be in Doha.
So you're not going to London?
No, I'm not.
I thought you were going.
No.
Sorry. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you live in Kenya?
I after the war in Sudan, you know, those crazy people that fight each other, so it was very hard to me to stay in Sudan because the war, I was in the first zone of the war. So I couldn't stay there, and also because, you know, I understand that the situation is going worse.
Because of your work? It was risky?
Not really that, but actually I because the situation for all Sudanese, you know, then when war came, I think the institution of Sudan is not that strong, and when the war came, it will be weaker. This means the situation will be messy. And now in Sudan now the first humanitarian situation, after that Gaza, but actually, because you know Gaza is a small community in a specific area, but Sudan, there are 40 million people. There are 13 million immigrated now outside Sudan, displaced. It's not immigrated, it's displaced. I'm on because I lost my company, I lost my house, and my belongings. So, and also there is serious starvation in Sudan in different levels. So it's not equal. Here is the starvation, that situation is starvation, that's the question, but there is people died from hunger in Sudan current now. In this, and there is a lot of disease and these things. So the situation is messy, and for me, I want, you know, to save myself and also to save, you know, my family, and also try to continue. So you see now me and other filmmakers, they are not staying in Sudan, most of us, like 90%. And we work from outside Sudan, we film outside Sudan, and we screen outside Sudan, because screening in Sudan is so complicated, almost impossible.
So the condition of artists and filmmakers is difficult in Sudan?
Yes, it's difficult for anyone. It's difficult for anyone, but when you see your work, you understand you cannot continue your work. For example, most of Sudanese lost their jobs, but there are a few people still continue get their jobs. But for specifically, I want from the people that cannot continue there, because even I don't make my living just from filmmaking. I do also video and things, and I think I cannot do that. But firstly is to make myself and my family safe.
Shukran, thank you, Yasir. And looking forward to see you next work.
Yeah, sure.
Wish you luck in Locarno.
Yeah, thank you very much.